Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
I absolutely want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very, very cool guest is Beverly Nadler with her Here's to Your Health Thursday segment, except that we're doing it on Tuesday because on Thursday, July 4th, we will be celebrating July 4th with our most talented guest of all time, Kurt Fitzpatrick. Have fun with us. The show will go into archives, so during your barbecues and your partying, you could click on it, guaranteed to be a lot of fun as Kurt Fitzpatrick comes on our show and brings along all his celebrity friends. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. You need only log into joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, Barry, joycebarryandfriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these powerful messages with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our new fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage by clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room. Have fun. Chat away. I do go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see if there is anything going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from my best friend, should be your best friend, our favorite health guru of all time, Beverly Nadler. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. And to have that happen, we highly recommend that you listen to our show each and every day, either live or in our archives. And also check out this attitude.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go straight to the Coach's Corner. Today's topic, universal and mental laws, how they impact you. Kind of a serious topic, but a very, very important one nonetheless. On June 28th, in our archives, the topic was the magical keys to health and wellness. That topic was generated by Dr. Denise Nadler, if the name rings a bell. Dr. Denise, a chiropractor, is the daughter of Beverly Nadler. So there again, I always consider health and wellness very serious, and the laws governing it and what you need to know, I just find that so significant and serious, very important as life-changing information, that on both these shows, what I decided to do from the Coach's Corner is provide some very funny fitness quotes, because I always want to make sure that each and every day and every way we provide the fun and the entertainment as well. As a coach, I just know from experience that when people are learning, it is so much easier to grasp information, take in information when you're having fun as well. So I refer you in our archives to Dr. Denise's show on June 28th, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. And today's show, you don't want to miss this, because when I've attended so many seminars of my dear friend Beverly Nadler, my favorites have always been the ones about universal laws. So these funny fitness quotes were posted by Anita, and I did several of them on Dr. Denise's show. That's why I referred you back to that, and I will continue more of my favorites. Okay, so firstly, I want to start with some of my favorites by Anonymous or Unknown. That's, as you know, that if you listen to the show, I'm very impressed with the work of an Unknown and Anonymous. I do 5 sit-ups every morning. May not sound like much, but there's only so many times you can hit the snooze button. You've reached middle age when all you exercise is caution. The older you get, the tougher it is to lose weight, because by then your body and your fat are really good friends. So so those are by anonymous. This by Robert Heinlein. Sex without love is merely healthy exercise. Cary Grant says, I think that making love is the best form of exercise. Joey Adams says, if it wasn't for the fact that the television set and the refrigerator are so far apart, some of us wouldn't get any exercise at all. Dolly Parton says, I've tried every diet in the book. I tried some that weren't in the book. I tried eating the book. It tasted better than most of the diets. Andy Rooney says, the two biggest sellers in any bookstore are the cookbooks and the diet books. The cookbooks tell you how to prepare the food, and the diet books tell you how not to eat any of it. The whole thing about these fitness quotes that I wanted to share to you, and the reason I did, and if we have time, I'll give you some more later on, is that always keep an open mind about what you're doing. And if you're struggling and if you have pain, the open mind should be, how can I have fun with this? What is the lesson of this? What can I learn from it? So whatever it is, you're making it all worthwhile and beneficial. Having said that, first let me go over to Beverly. What'd you think of my ideas around fitness?
Your ideas are probably similar to most of the population, and you're right, the humor is so important, and learning with an attitude of having humor actually opens up your mind. So kudos to you, Joyce.
Thank you, and kudos to Anita who posted these. Who is Beverly Nadler? For one, she is the only one that has a weekly segment, Here's to Your Health Thursday. Secondly, she is the author of extraordinary books, Vibrational Harmony, Loving the Game of Life. Extraordinary books, must-read books. Next, and very important, is she's been my best friend for decades. It's a case of unconditional love. When you get to know someone that well, they're just perfect exactly the way they are, and those are life lessons that you want to pass on to all your other relationships as well, so our relationship is a model for that. She's the mother of three extraordinary children. They've been on our show, in fact, with their contributions. Dr. Denise, we try to get her in every single month. So the list goes on and on. And she is by far our most valuable guest, not only for the impact every Thursday, but her poetry. I may have a couple of authors that I really love so much, like Ted Siuber and my friend Anonymous, but no one has poetry like Beverly Nadler. Can't wait for my autographed copy of the book. I can't wait for you guys to hear all about the universal and mental laws, because they will impact you. Over to you, my friend, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you for that, Joyce. The laws not will impact you, they impact us every day. This is a universe of law and order. That's how it was created. Sometimes it doesn't seem that way, because part of what's going on in the physical universe is very chaotic. Right now we've got a really horrible forest fire in Arizona. And certainly these events that happen can be very traumatic, and we do ask why. Why does this happen? Let me read you something, and I am reading it because it comes from the concept therapy text, actually conceptology phase 3, which is all about the laws. Law is inescapable. No space, place, condition, individual, or group is exempt from it. The crystal dewdrop, the gentle zephyr, the shimmering wavelet, the downy cloud, and the resplendent sunset exist in all their beauty by the mandate of law. It goes on, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. Plagues, pestilences, and famines come by law. When you hear that, read that, you say, why? And it happens that the way this universe is created, we with our finite mind are not going to understand the mind of God. Concept therapy, they call it the X. Thurman Fleet is the doctor who created this incredible teaching, which is the foundation for many of the things that I teach. And certainly it was my introduction to understanding that the law is absolute. We cannot break it. We can be broken by it. We can't break it. But it says very clearly also, if we look at our Bible, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. This is the way physical life on planet Earth is. We will always have both positive and negative. And some of these negatives, yes, they can be very scary, especially if we only believe in physical life and forget the truth that we are actually spiritual beings living a human experience. You've heard that many times. Wayne Dyer quotes it all the time. He did not invent that statement. It comes from a Jesuit priest many years ago. His last name is Pierre Dielhard Dujardin, and he was a Jesuit priest and a philosopher and a mystic, and he's speaking the truth. We are not physical beings. Yes, at some point we do lose our physical life, but there are many. In fact, Joyce has had shows in which people talk to the ones who have departed. This show is not about that, but I want to give you a sense of understanding that you're not just a physical being, so what is happening on the outside is not the only thing that you can be concerned about. It's really what's happening on the inside. It's how we have the power with our mind to live in harmony with the laws and transcend in consciousness some of the things that are happening. It's important for us to realize that they impact on us whether we are aware of it or not. And there are basically one great law, which is energy is. Energy is the expression of everything. It's vibrating energy. We call it the field. Below that, of course, is the actual creator. But everything in our life comes through this energy. And it is constantly transmitting. And in fact, the law is called the law of perpetual transmission and transmutation of radiant energy. Now, what does that mean? Transmutation has to do with changing the energy. We, humans, are the highest creation of the Creator, and we have the ability to shift things, sometimes on the outside, not always so quickly, but always on the inside. And I'm sure that you've all noticed that when you perceive things in a different way. Joyce was talking at the very beginning about looking for the lesson or looking for the humor. It changes the way things impact on you. So this is something that's going on all the time. This energy is being transmitted constantly. It can be and is changing, whether we're personally changing it or someone else's. Now, I will give you the laws, but I'm going to talk mostly on two of them, which is the law of polarity and the law of rhythm, because these are the ones that are most challenging to us. I'm going to pause for a moment just in case there is a question or a comment that Joyce wants to make before I continue on.
Thank you for that. Not a question, not a comment, but a warm welcome to Tim Thompson, who I have to say kudos to you, Tim, because he listened in on our show. He spoke on our show yesterday, and he had trouble getting into the chat room. And there he is today. He's in the chat room. He's on our board. I know he's a huge fan of yours, Beverly. Tim, I'm going to go over to you. Anything you want to share? I know the show is just getting started, but I'm glad you found your way into the chat room. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, thank you so much, and hi, Beverly. Oh, gosh,
hi.
I love you, Beverly. You're fantastic. Thank you so much, Joyce. I want to say I was so excited when I found how to get back into the Blog Talk Radio so I could do the blog. And as soon as I got to Joyce Barry and Friends and I saw that Beverly was there, I went, oh, I've got to get in, because I love Beverly and I love Joyce. So I immediately signed right in and got in, and I just want to say I just appreciate so much listening to Beverly and Joyce with your radio show. You're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. You're doing such a great service to help people. And Beverly's books and Beverly's training is fantastic. And Joyce, of course, as a coach, is unbelievable. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
We love you, Tim. And what's funny, I had just started the show, and I says, oh, my goodness, I forgot to call Tim to tell him that his favorite guest is on today, Beverly Nadler. And I was thinking that, and I didn't know if you'd take texts or not, because I would have let you know that. So hopefully you're a follower via Blog Talk Radio, and you'll be sure to see every single show. Thank you, Tim. And I just want to give kudos to yesterday's show where Tim came on as well and spoke, because Tim has these extraordinary subliminal messages that he puts via the computer, where they are visual subliminal messages as opposed to audio, which we had all heard about. So he's an innovator. He's a genius. And he jumped in on the show yesterday with friends of his. I just want to say for a moment, we'll come right back to you, Beverly, and I know I'm going off track here, but I love to acknowledge our listeners. I love to acknowledge our guests. So let me just say a quick shout out to Country Boy, Brad Dorsey, who I believe has become a follower of our show as well here. And he was an incredible guest with his partner, Jerry Burt, yesterday. Good morning, Country Boy. How are you today?
Oh, wonderfully blessed. How about yourself, Joyce? Always good to hear your voice.
And we just love you, too. You delivered a great show yesterday in our archives. You just click on Joyce Barry and Friends. The topic was generate new clients in abundance. He has an awesome partner, Jerry Burt. So anything you just want to say real quick, and then we'll go back to Beverly.
Well, just real quickly, Joyce, if I had to just put my thing on who you remind me of, you would probably been Noah's wife, putting all these wonderful animals and wonderful businesses and all under one roof and telling us all to get along together. Just love you so much, Joyce, because you're one of those people that's helped making for a better world. Thank you so much. Back to you, Joyce.
And I just want to say to you that I'm especially glad that you're listening to the show today, because only yesterday I said to you that I have two authors I want to introduce you to, because you're so great at marketing books, and one of the two is Beverly Nadler. So I'm so delighted you're hearing her, because I promise you, if you appreciate her wisdom through her speaking, it will all turn up in her books. So I was referencing Beverly and my other favorite author, Ted C. Huber, who's a regular on our show as well. So I'm delighted that I can start the introduction to Beverly by you hearing her for yourself. So God bless you. We appreciate you. Delivered a great show yesterday. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, that was a very interesting interlude for me, and I'm sure for everyone listening to the show. Thank you, both of you, for being on the show. So back to the laws. Okay, so first there is energy. Everything is energy, and there is a law of relativity, which means that there's a comparison. We look at things and we say, oh, that's big, and it's only big compared to something that's small. I'm not going to go into details except on the two laws, but I just mentioned the others. Of course, the law of vibration, everything is vibrating. It's all vibrational energy, and we attract to ourselves that which we individually are most in resonance with. And we have, in fact, done shows on vibrational harmony. My book, Vibrational Harmony, is all about how we attract and are attracted to the different energy in their different vibrations that we're in harmony with, whether it's positive, negative, or neutral. And then there's the law of cause and effect. We call it karma. It's something, you do something, something happens as a result. You drop something and it falls to the ground. And if it's glass, it might break. Law of cause and effect. Very simple. Of course, way more detailed in my books, Vibrational Harmony, and also in the Loving the Game of Life. And the law of gender, well, that, if you've ever seen the yin-yang sign, you know, it's the positive and the negative. It's also female and male. And when we use the term in this, in the laws, negative is receptive. It's also female. It has nothing to do with being bad. Positive is outgoing, and that's considered male. But again, it has nothing. It doesn't mean it's good. You know, we have war. We don't necessarily think that's good, but that would be something that we call positive in the sense of it being out, you know, happening out. So the laws are uniform and they're orderly, even though it doesn't always look that way because it's not what we want things to be. The law of polarity tells us that there is always going to be the positive and what we call the positive and the negative. Everything has its polar opposite, male, female, positive, negative, high, low, long, short, up, down, abundance, lack, health, disease, offense, defense, pleasure, pain, relaxation, tension. The list of opposites is endless, and we have that in the emotional polarities also. You know, all of us have within us the potential for positive and negative emotions. We think of certain people as being, you know, they're good people, and yet under what we call good, under certain circumstances, I remember reading something by Wayne Dyer when he was saying, I absolutely felt at that moment I wanted to kill that person, and I understood what that polarity is that we have within in us. We all have that emotion. Obviously, he doesn't do that. He doesn't live his life that way. He writes wonderful books. But the fact is, we all have the emotional polarities. We have faith and sometimes fear. We have love and sometimes hate, kindness, sometimes greed, patience and sometimes anger, hope and sometimes worry. All of this exists within us. And as Dr. John DeMartini, philosopher and teacher, says, as long as you are in your physical body, you are destined to have this duality. So the duality exists by design. You know, in Hamlet, Shakespeare, very clever, probably very mystical person, and what he wrote reflects that. He said, there is nothing good or bad, but thinking makes it so. And we know that when we think something is good, we're happy, and when we think it's bad and we don't like it, we're sad. There are things that we consider desirable and others that we consider very undesirable. That's played out in our own consciousness. It's the duality consciousness runs this physical world. But we also read things, and they could be confusing, especially if you're studying a lot of spiritual books and mystical stuff, as I have for many, many, many years, and you read that everything is perfect and everything is wonderful and it's all beautiful and everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be. And then you look on the outside and you see, wow, there's murder and crime and now there's this raging fire and there's tornadoes. And how could everything be wonderful and beautiful? So what we have to understand is that even though we do not understand, do not know, cannot know the mind of God, cannot know the mind of what concept therapy and Thurman Fleet called the X, we have to know that law is there for a reason. And we will always have in life, there will always be what we call crisis. It's going to exist, whether we like it or not. What we have to learn to do about all of this, you know, here's a wonderful statement I just thought of that actually Dr. Fleet said. Crises come into human affairs as a necessary part of cosmic evolution. So these things happen, whether they're natural disasters or whether they're people who have taken certain roles, negativity. And many times we'll read something of someone writing a very enlightening book and saying it was because of this very, what we call negative situations, because of this traumatic illness, because of this the abuse, that they learned something that totally transformed their life. And we also know that out of negativity, there happens that people, they change. Disasters give birth to unity. People will find ways of helping that they never thought of before. They'll let go of all their angst and their anger and their frustrations to help and assist people who are having problems. Consider the response to the events of 9/11 or the tsunami in 2004 or the Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, the earthquakes, Sandy, the Hurricane Sandy. People want to help. And another quote that I recall is, wisdom is the instantaneous knowledge that where there is crisis, there is also a blessing. Now, it makes sense for us to take precautions to know this exists. Negativity exists. And so we raise our own vibrations to be more and more in harmony with the positive and the good in life. Good being health, being success, abundance, good relationships, good friends. We vibrate our own energy field with positive thoughts and positive actions, and so we are more in harmony with this happening in our life. But when something of a negative, that's something we don't like or something that is hurtful, comes in, we have to stop. How do I handle this? What is the best way to deal with this? And we need very much to go into ourselves, into the inner self, in prayer, in meditation, to create a different mindset that will help us deal with whatever that unfortunate or unpleasant situation is.
Wow, Beverly, that is so powerful. As I said, I've heard you many topics in a variety of seminars, but I always love the ones on universal law. Kind of like when you know what it is, you want to ride the horse in the direction that it's going. So please continue.
Yeah, I want to tell you about Dr. Viktor Frankl. He's a Viennese psychiatrist and neurologist. He lived 1905 to 1992. Is a good long life, considering the fact that he spent some years in a concentration camp in Auschwitz. His book, Man's Search for Meaning, is on a list of the 10 most influential books in the United States and has been published in 32 languages. And though he died in 1997, his work lives on through the Institute, the Viktor Frankl Institute, in Vienna. And he continues to inspire millions of people all over the world. He developed his specific meaning-centered psychotherapy called logotherapy while in the concentration camp.
Oh my God.
Quite amazing.
It is beyond amazing.
There's, if we look at the fact that Israel, with many problems as that we have in the Middle East, still Israel came out of the Holocaust. And some incredible things have happened in Israel. They developed the cell phone in the Israeli branch of Motorola, their largest development center. They developed voicemail technology. No radiation diagnostic instrumentation, which is a wonderful thing because you're not radiating the person, and many, many life-saving devices. You know, a lot of people who had disabilities, because there's both sides. You know, we're all born, we look at some people and say, oh, everything, they have all of it. Everybody on this planet has some limitation, whether we see it or not. They have some kind of disability, whether we see it or not, because we're so busy thinking that everybody else has it better than us, and that's not true. If we really want to look at the mystical, and this program is just a little bit about that, the fact is we actually choose our lives before we come here. This is not our only life. We are spirits, souls, operating in a body. So we choose the limitations and restrictions. And certainly when we come in here, we don't remember that, but that as people get deeper and deeper into meditation and into a spiritual path, they discover that this is really true. And, you know, some incredible things people have done in spite of or perhaps because of their disabilities. Woodrow Wilson, believe it or not, was severely dyslexic. You'd say, oh, you know, what can you accomplish? Well, he was president. Franklin Roosevelt served 4 terms as president, and he was stricken with polio at the age of 39, but his health challenge never interfered with his aspirations. And Helen Keller, deaf, mute, and blind since infancy, the first deaf-blind person to graduate from college. She became a celebrated author, an activist, and a lecturer, and an inspiring role model for millions of people. Beethoven created his greatest classical music compositions after he became deaf, because he had in his mind, he could hear the music. You know that George Washington couldn't even spell, even in adulthood? And he became the first president of the United States. So I'm just giving you a few people. Oh, Albert Einstein, that's very interesting, because he was born with such a large, misshapen head that his mother thought he was deformed, and he was a very slow child. He seldom spoke. His parents thought he was retarded. And yet he became almost the poster boy for genius. So it's quite fascinating how with these disabilities, people change their lives. And of course, there's many unsung heroes who are doing wonderful things in spite of their disability. I'd like to tell you what Carl Jung had to say, as a Swiss psychiatrist and the founder of analytical psychology. There are as many nights as days, and the one is just as long as the other in the year's course. Even a happy life cannot be without a measure of darkness, and the word happy would lose its meaning if it were not balanced by sadness. Would you consider that an interesting statement to reflect on, as is C.S. Lewis, who said, to try to exclude the possibility of suffering, which the order of nature and the existence of free wills involve, and you will find that you have excluded life itself. So this is part of life. And why am I stressing it so much? Because when we realize that, only when we realize that, and also realize that we have the ability, as the highest of all creations, that the consciousness flowing through us, which is the same consciousness that flows through a rock and through a leaf and through your pets and through vegetables, through everything. There's only one consciousness. But in us, it's the most highly developed, and consciousness has the ability to do so many more things. When we learn how to use our mind, and we do have shows on that also, because it's such an important thing, when we become aware of the fact that this is the way the universe works, and we begin to look for ways, how do I stop judging it? How do I learn instead to work with these polarities, to see the person that I love, who when I see their flaws and faults, which everyone has, how do I say, you know what? I'm going to stop judging it and love this person. And when we discuss the things that between us we don't like, we do it in a loving way, understanding that everyone comes from a different space in place and time, in a different headspace, different experiences. We can do that when we realize that this is the way things work in this world. And it's similar, not the same, but the law of rhythm, something else we need to be aware of, that there are cycles in life. There's a rhythm in life. Things change. Things flow one into the other. There's positive energy, positive times of flowing positive energy. When the stock market is good, or when housing is at its best, or when the weather is beautiful, there is a time and a season for everything. And we humans, with our brilliance, are the only creatures that don't know this, because the bears know when the winter comes, oh, it's time to go into hibernation. And the squirrels know that there's a time that nuts are not going to be plentiful, so I will gather them and save them. But human beings get caught up in, oh, everything is always going to be wonderful. The pendulum is not supposed to swing, but it does. The law of rhythm is the law of cycles. There is a continual natural ebb and flow in everything. The tide goes in, the tide goes out, day turns to night, night turns to day, seasons change. We don't have any problem with these cycles. We don't even have problems with the cycles. You notice how certain music comes back or fashion comes back, and people will save clothes and other items that they expect to come back in style, and they often do. But we don't like it when we're in a downswing. And you know, if we could recognize that that happens, that that's normal and natural, we actually move out of it quicker. When, let's say, business is not as good, it doesn't stay up forever. There's times it's going to have a downswing. If we don't get frantic and we don't know, oh my God, this is terrible. If we begin to recognize there's a flow here and we do things from a more positive state of mind, things shift much more quickly. We'll still have the cycles, but they shift much more quickly for us. We know how to handle them.
And Beverly, while you're talking about the law of rhythm, I have to acknowledge my favorite rhythm, the rhythm of this poem, by you and spoken by you.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Let's drink to that one. Okay, well, back to you, Beverly.
Not just the number one internet radio show, the number one worldwide radio show. That's what this show deserves to be.
Thank you. And we are broadcasting live across America and around the world. I just want to say our chat room is buzzing today. I love to see that. And good to see Denise Yvette back in the chat room, IMHC, Mary every day. Tim just figured out how to get in, so I'm sure we'll see him a lot more. So over to you, Beverly.
Yes, let me tell you something from a man who calls himself the Reluctant Messenger. He's actually a PhD. His name is Stephen W. Boston, professor of comparative religion. And he has something very insightful to say. Why is there suffering? Why is there pain, war, and the host of other evils present in this world? It was unavoidable when we agreed to the game. Where we come from, there is no evil, nor is there any goodness. Where we come from, it is neither small nor large, big nor little, dark nor light. Interesting. I found him when I was doing research for my book, Loving the Game of Life. I wanted to see how many references there were to the word game or game, you know, its relation to life. Millions upon millions. And when I came upon his website, I said, perfect, perfect, because this is the truth. Where we come from in this other realm where everything is indeed perfect, where it is only a unity consciousness, there is no pain. There is no suffering. This is different here on planet Earth. And a Greek philosopher, whose name I may not pronounce correctly, Epictetus, he said the following: Zeus has ordained that there be summer and winter, plenty and poverty, virtue and vice, and all such opposites for the sake of the harmony of the whole. And I would say that you can substitute God or Creator for Zeus. And what about the, what we call the law of rhythm? Does it not say in the Old Testament there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted? The more we become aware of these laws, and they are very carefully explained in both books, Vibrational Harmony and Loving the Game of Life. And by the way, most of these quotes are in those books.
Beverly, why don't you share your website? Beverly, let's share your website at this time, because in the chat room, Tim's saying you have a great book, and you do. So the website is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. And just say a bit about the links, since we're running low on time here, but let them know what they can be looking for.
Go directly on that website to look at those, to look for those two books. They are, it says it right there, right in the center menu. On the side, you can find out a great deal more about me, some of the articles, my poetry, my coaching, lectures. But right in the center, there is a link for Loving the Game of Life and a link for Vibrational Harmony. And those two books, I'm going to say this, can change your life, because the information in there, I spent most of my adult life researching it and applying it. And without that, folks, I would have been dead from cancer 20 years ago, 19 years ago. So that's what I used to heal myself, the things that I know, and I want to share them with you. So thank you for
Beverly,
that.
Sure. Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. And whenever we talk about the book, Beverly usually says, but you, when you get the book, Vibrational Harmony, don't pass the forward. You can't pass that page. And that is because I had the pleasure of writing the forward. That's how much I love the book and endorse the book. I was just playing around this morning and just jotting down some notes because I love poetry as well. So, folks, you're hearing this first. These are just some notes. I didn't edit it. I didn't add to it. But this is what came to me about this show. Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we get to feature. You will find this show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. Want to change your life? Change your approach. Get a mentor or get Joyce as your coach. So you heard it here first. It's not even the official final version yet. I was playing with it, but I was so excited. It just came forth, so I wanted to share it with all of you.
Yay!
So
lovely. Lovely quote. That's beautiful, Joyce. You are a good poetess.
Thanks. I love it, and the poems are all channeled through me. They just come, so I don't work hard on them. They're just there. Beverly, do you have any poem for today's topic that somehow links in with it?
I have The Law of Rhythm, but I do want to give one more quote because it's Napoleon Hill, who is one of the, he's just beloved. And he says, every adversity, every failure, every heartache carries with it the seed of an equal or greater benefit. So keep that in mind, folks. Okay.
And another
the law
thing
of rhythm.
Wait a minute, Beverly. Another thing to keep in mind, because all our top leaders will reference Napoleon Hill. So let me introduce you to the foremost authority in the world on Napoleon Hill, our friend Ted Siubra, a regular guest, an extraordinary author. He wrote the new Think and Grow Rich. He wrote the contemporary version of Think and Grow Rich. So kudos to you, Ted Siubra, and I must refer you folks to our show in our archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. We did a show with Ted Siubra. I would say of all his books, this one is my favorite, 101 Quantum Success Secrets. And we did an extraordinary show on June 24th on that book, truly the kind of book you want to keep by your bedside and read it every night, and read it over and over and over. Great book to give as a gift. So I always talk about my three favorite authors, Ted Siubra, Beverly Nadler, and Anonymous. Go ahead, back to you, Beverly.
I did need to comment on that because I just received this book from Ted, and I'm so excited to have it. I read his new Think and Grow Rich, and it is wonderful. And I was also on his radio show, and Ted is a very special and very enlightened person. So glad you mentioned that.
Absolutely enjoy it. That was my gift to you.
Thank you. Okay, so the law of rhythm, the tide goes out and the tide comes in. A cycle ends, a new one will begin. And just as surely as night follows day, what we have now will not stay. One of the things that's certain about life is that it always contains both joy and strife. Where there's loss, there must be a gain. And what brings pleasure also brings pain. Some people think this is not how it should be. They weep and they wail and try to break free of a universal law that cannot be denied. From the law of rhythm, we cannot hide. All that is and all that will ever be must swing to and fro until eternity. But when a positive cycle comes, to it we try to cling and become angry and discouraged when again the pendulum swings. We're overelated when life seems to go well for us, and when it doesn't, we make a virtual hell for us. We create our reality, and it's all an illusion. The good and the bad are our own perception and delusion. The truth is, life keeps shifting as it blissfully does its thing, and we're here to learn and evolve in the midst of the rhythmic swing. When we align ourselves to be at peace with whatever is, we see that no matter what happens, life never is so bad we can't find something worthy of appreciation. It's useless to meet negative cycles with fear and devastation. This only adds energy to the things we don't want to see. But if we remain calm through all cycles, we can set ourselves free from the chaotic swings that take us from ecstasy to grief. Instead, we can stay balanced and rooted in the knowledge and belief that life is but a stage upon which we get to choose our part. And when we master our emotions, we can live the dreams in our heart.
Kudos to you, dear friend. Love it. There isn't a poem you have that isn't extraordinary, inspiring, and the kind of poem that people want to read again and again because they are so heartwarming and special. Folks, we gave you a couple of websites. We gave you BeverlyNadler.com. We gave you that one to check out. Her trainings, her coaching, her poems are phenomenal, as we shared, as are her books. We told you Tim Thompson, Clyde. Site.com, C-L-Y-D-E-S IGHT.com for subliminal information that is so far above and beyond. Again, I had only heard about the audio kind. This is visual for a couple of clicks of a mouse. You'll have a visual in front of you. He even has an amazing program about angels. And anyone that knows me knows that I love angels as I love miracles. So you want to go to his website. My official website is Joyce Barrie, BARRIE.com. And in that website, you'll see countless testimonials, hundreds of testimonials from people from all walks of life, people just like you. But here are some endorsements I want to share with you live.
Joyce Barrie is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Karen Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barrie.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barrie as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barrie as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barrie herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, you heard the extraordinary talent of Kurt Fitzpatrick. He is so talented beyond impersonation. There's improvisation. The opening number he created, well, that was created by Steve Haberman, I must say that, but he's the one who sings it. Our closing number he created and sings it. He is our show on July 4th. So celebrate July 4th with your friends, family, Kirk Fitzpatrick and his celebrity friends right here on Joyce Barrie and Friends. I just want to share a couple of more of these fun fitness quotes as promised because it's by my other famous author, Anonymous, or unknown, either one, whether unknown wrote it or Anonymous wrote it, I don't know, but I do love them. I was just wondering how skinny I'd be if I had a pedal to keep the computer on. Everyone thinks that a woman's dream is to find the perfect man. They're wrong, because a woman's only dream is to eat a lot without getting fat. You know it's hard to lose weight when you have, what is it called, an overactive knife and fork. Dear Santa, for 2013, all I want is a fat bank account and a thin body. Let's try not to mix up the two what you did last year. Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up, said no one ever. And also, sure, I have rock-hard abs. I keep them under all this fluff so people don't like me just for my body. And finally, I'm on three diets. Well, you don't get enough to eat on just one, do you? So let me thank Beverly, our awesome guest. And what I want to ask of you folks, if you appreciate her poetry, her books, her speaking, and she gave you her website, BeverlyNadler.com, when you go and look into that website, my official website, JoyceBarrie.com, we gave you Tim Thompson's website again. When will you check all of this out? Because if not now, when? We'll be right back.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? If not now, when, folks? That's the question I leave you with. When will you check out these extraordinary sites with very valuable, life-changing information? Beverly, final words over to you.
Yeah, you know, I've been wanting to say that this is a reprogramming job for you to change the way you think. It has to begin with you realizing there's a reason. And I did want to mention that Tim's tools, his subliminals, are very helpful for that. So I'm so glad that Tim was on the show and that you mentioned him. We need to change the way we think and look at things. And that's how we transcend and transform the energy and live in harmony with these laws.
Thank you so much, Beverly, for yet another extraordinary show. Beverly gave you the advice of reprogramming yourself, which, of course, you can do subliminally through Tim's tapes, also through coaching. Beverly is a reprogramming coach, and we did a whole show on coaching, her kind of coaching, which is reprogramming, and my kind of coaching, which is life coaching, success coaching, in our archives, Joyce Barry and Friends. com. Click on January 4, 2013. Folks, have a great July 4th week. Listen to our celebration show on the 4th. Tomorrow we have our most outrageous guest of all time to usher in the 4th, my friend Carla Lynn Hall. In closing, here is our celebration of the 4th song, celebration of life song, celebration of you song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow. Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.